You're listening to Dubstep and Dragons, a D&D 5e
hey, Matt. Act.
I wondered if somebody had one. What the fuck you want?
why was 69 afraid of 70?
I don't know.
They had a race in 71.
Oh, God. That's so dumb. That was so dumb.
You're welcome.
That was really good. That's a good joke.
It was good. It was dumb. It was good.
I'll be here all night.
Dad's joke.
podcast with a cyberpunk twist. My name is Matthew, and I will be your game master.
My name is Luke, and I'll play Ash.
I'm Jason. I'm playing Drangor Darkmoon.
Dan, front row seats to the show.
You're just a very enthusiastic spectator.
I am.
Yeah. Love it.
And my name's Bo. I'll be playing General of Orcus.
Legal name change.
Legally named.
Also known as Norris.
A.K.A. Norris.
A.K.A. Norris.
We pick up outside of the observatory. Norris Gloomface, you just brutalized the people that you felt were responsible, ultimately, for the loss of your friend. You may or may not have made a deal unofficially, you know? It was kind of a loosey-goosey thing. Demons aren't real big on, like, contracts and shit. They play it pretty fast and loose. But you're currently displaying some changes. So we'll pick up outside the observatory. You standing there after being escorted by some fanatics.
Cultists.
Yeah, your fanboys and girls.
Norris is once again a guy.
Great.
And you're standing outside the observatory with clawed hands and giant horns coming out of your head. You still have a green mohawk.
Of course.
Like you
gotta bring some sense of humor here.
you have this kind of burnt orange red, like deep ruddy skin. And these massive like black horns coiling around your head and these black talons coming out of your fingers and a green mohawk.
So I would imagine Norris, as I'm getting escorted back, you know, kind of, you know, as his rage kind of filters off and that feeling of ecstasy and instant gratification is kind of wearing off. He's probably going to come back to his senses a little bit, you know, thinking about Alphonse and, you know, thinking about kind of like what he did. You know, just all these thoughts kind of rolling through, and as he gets to the front of the observatory, you know, and like the cultists kind of start to dissipate or whatever, he'd probably just stand there like looking at his hands, you know, and like his arms. Like he was pretty proud of his arms, you know. He loved his metal arms, and he's just gonna look down and be like, "Did I do the right thing?" You know. And he's also going to think about, like, what his other friends are going to think of, you know, his, once again, kind of reckless actions. And he's probably going to say, now's probably not the right time. I want to tell them, but now's probably not the right time. And he's probably going to take the hood of his glamour jacket and put it over his head and think about what Norris did look like and cloak himself into typical Norris stature.
Okay, so you go right back to, like, you pull the hood up and you just stop and kind of center yourself for a second, and you get the like sleeveless silk clothes that you were wearing, and you watch the talons fade, and the metal arms are kind of overlaid over your new flesh demon arms. And you look like Norris again.
I'd slowly open the door and walk in.
Okay.
Back towards my room.
Okay. When you walk in, Mr. O and Doc have clearly called it a night. And Mike is laid out. He's sleeping on the medical table. And they've kind of put him back together. He's still missing some of the covers. Like, they left some of the covers off so you can see the insides. But he looks fine.
I can tell that he's breathing and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just sleeping.
I'd probably walk up to Mike and just put my hand on his, like, knee and just whisper, "Forgive me, brother." And then just keep walking in my room.
Okay. You walk into your room, and throughout the night, you know, you finally get to sleep after a bit. You're exhausted. This has been a long fucking day. And while you're laying there, you just see these visions of everything that happened, the fires, the death, the carnage, and you feel this presence just soaking it up, just loving it, just kind of going through this replay with you. And while you're seeing, you know, brutality, you can tell that this other entity is just loving it. Just enjoying it like a movie. And you get these flashes of this enormous creature sitting on a pile of bones, holding the wand of Orcus in his lap and just kind of dropping the head into his other hand. And just like he's sitting on this bone throne watching a movie with you. And he loves it. Everybody else wakes up from their long rest.
Ooh, you said the magic word.
Feeling much, much words. Better. And we'll say, you know, Norris, you're still sleeping. You got to bed way after them. Norris sleeps in a bit. You guys are up. It's 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, something like that. As soon as you come out of your rooms, like, spiders are trying to clear all these schematics and stuff off of the table to make room for them to bring food out for you guys, and they start assembling a nice little breakfast for you. And day is yours.
Is the Mr. O around us?
No, Mr. O stayed up pretty late, so he's probably sleeping in too.
Okay.
What time of day would you say this?
Like 8, 9 in the morning, something
like
that. And
Norris is still sleeping?
Yeah.
Is there any, does the doc keep any liquor or anything around?
Give me an investigation check.
10.
You find a bottle of wine.
Okay. I'll grab a bottle of wine and 2 glasses.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to find, I assume I know where Norris's room is?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You go to Norris's room. Norris, what does he find?
You'd probably just see Norris laying there looking like Norris. But you can tell that he's not sleeping very well. He's kind of thrashing about.
You just
kind of
walk
bit.
Right in? Just like,
well, I was going to knock, but...
Oh, well, I mean,
I don't know if the door's open or closed.
Norris isn't going to wake up if you knock, so you'd probably just have to walk in.
You knock a couple times. After you wait long enough, I would say you probably crack the door and take a peek inside.
All right, I will.
Yeah, you just see him kind of like tossing and turning, maybe mumbling something under his breath, but can't really make it out what he's saying.
I'm going to try to gently wake you up.
Can I burn a free rage?
Yeah, go for it. We'll call it a mini rage.
Okay. You would definitely startle Norris with the things that he's seeing. He would jump up and very angrily kind of rage. You know, you would just see. What would Norris's rage look like now, Mr. DM?
Oh, I mean, would you, I still you be have, flaming? You have your glamour up, so
it would be the same.
It would be the green flames.
Okay. You would just see, instead of like the inferno that usually comes from Norris, he would just, his body would just kind of flame, and you know, you visually tell that he's very startled. And then he would kind of see that it was you and calm down and apologize greatly. Oh, it's a Dringor. I'm sorry, man. I didn't sleep very good. You know, I was having some real bad dreams. You just startled me, man. I'm sorry. Did I hurt you?
No, you didn't hurt me.
Oh, good. I'm sorry, man.
I can tell you're going through some times right now, losing your friend.
You know, it's really taking a toll on me.
I can only imagine. I kind of want to come by and just talk to you a little bit, do like a little check-in. Yeah. And I'm going to go and shut the door. I tried to find some whiskey or maybe something that you guys would call more manly.
Please tell me you found some whiskey. God, I could go for some damn whiskey.
I found some wine, but that's all I could find. I don't know if it's like a...
Is it red or white?
I don't know. What
it's red.
It's red.
All right, that'll work. I could damn sure use a drink.
I'm assuming there's like a table or something in the room we could sit at.
Yeah, I would say there's probably like a little desk or little table off to the side of the bed. There's probably only one chair at it, but
that's fine. I'll set the two glasses down and pour some wine. And you know, I haven't had any alcohol in quite some time, but given your recent events, I think, you know, I'm willing to break my sobriety to have this little chat with you.
You know, I appreciate that. Please don't feel obliged to indulge with me.
It's all right. I'm not gonna let you drink alone.
Oh, you're a good man, brother. And I'd grab the bottle and pour us both a glass.
So I don't really talk about my past very much.
Yeah.
But given you lost one of your good friends, you know, I just want to tell you a little bit about me, and I can kind of understand what you're going through. We don't talk about the Raven Queen much because I don't know if you guys are very familiar, but.
I ain't a very religious guy, to be honest with you.
You are or you're not?
I ain't.
Yeah, me?
I am not. Sorry, my accent comes out a little bit.
I wasn't either. But I used to have a wife and a kid. And let me tell you a little bit about that. The reason I joined up with the Raven Queen was my wife and kid were killed by an evil necromancer, and they were turned into the undead. And I had to put them down myself.
Undead, like, you talking like zombies? Like they came back to life afterwards?
Yep. Some kind of cool joke that he played on me. He left me alive and he turned them in and made me kill them so I could get out of there. And I couldn't spare to see them like that, so I did it. But man, I know loss. So let me tell you, that's what turned me on to the Raven Queen, and she got me through some real dark times.
Oh man, I'm real sorry to hear
that.
So
I wanted to check in on you because I know you lost your friend, and I know what that looks like. And I just want you to know that, you know, sometimes you gotta kind of find some sort of purpose in your life once that gets through to get you through it. I don't know how you're feeling or what you're going through, but I could tell it was kind of troubling you.
You know, Dringor, I appreciate you telling me that. You know, and I'm real sorry to hear about that. I couldn't imagine, you know. Hey, I know we really ain't got much time to talk.
I know.
You know, but...
We've been busy.
Yeah, we kind of have, ain't we? Yeah. Kind of went through a lot.
It's not looking like it's going to be much easier in the days to come, either.
You know, a little synopsis here. You know, I was a professor one time of a college.
You were a professor?
Yep.
Wow.
I know it's hard to believe, but, you know, my family all got taken from me whenever, you know, back on Earth we had a big nuclear fallout, you know. Everything kind of got weird. And
what's that mean?
It's like a big, big explosion.
Okay.
You know, but had like a bunch of like sickness that came down on it, warped everybody, changed them. And well, after that happened, you know, I kind of ran into a group of thugs. And, you know, they kind of became my family after that. And
that's how you know Mike, right?
Yeah, yeah, actually, Mike was just a little bitty old feller back in the day. He used to run around. God, you should have seen him. He used to not be all that metal. He was actually kind of a cute little fucker.
It's hard to imagine.
Yeah, I know it. Oh, he's still a cute little fucker. He's just, you know, he's fucked up a little bit.
Yeah, aren't we all?
But, you know, then I got abducted. And I kind of got tortured and tested and prodded, and that's kind of how I ran into these fellers, you know. And Alphonse was kind of the first one I met. You know, he helped me get my arms back. And if you can imagine me just running around, no arms. I mean, my arms came off. They kept them from me because that's where all my power was.
It's pretty funny to think about.
You know, enough times passed, I can laugh at the situation now. But you know, I struggled real bad. You know, to be honest with you, I used this group to kind of get back to the deadheads. You know, I was dead set on getting back to my biker gang and getting back to my ways. And, well, we found them. They weren't it anymore, you know. I did find my purpose in this group, you know. And Alphonse was kind of the reason why we're here, you know, finding his sister. I mean, you know, you were there for that and everything. And, you know, I'm really blaming myself a lot.
Let me tell you, it's easy to do, and it's never gonna go away. But you got to just hold on to that bright light sometimes, even in the darkness.
But what if the darkness kind of becomes your waypoint?
Well, don't let it take you over, but use it if you need to. Like the Raven Queen, she's dark, but she serves a good purpose. She gives me the power to take down these people and these things that. Basically, let me say, ruined my life. And I carry that on every day. We kill monsters and evil things, but we find inspiration when we need to.
You saying those words, using the darkness. You see Norris, his face would kind of go blank. And he would sit there kind of quietly for a second.
What you thinking about? I can tell you're chewing on something.
Well, Drangor, I am chewing on something. And I'll be honest with you, it's kind of big.
Well, we got wine. You want to talk about it?
Well, you got to promise not to freak out.
I've seen some stuff, but I know better than know I can't make that promise, but I can try.
Well, you know, it seems like you and I both have known loss. And we dealt with it how we dealt with it.
Definitely.
And, you know, there's just been something ever since I picked up that, what'd you call it, the Wanda Orcus.
And as soon as you say that, you look around, neither one of you see it in the room.
Speaking of... I haven't seen it.
Did you lose it back in the fight?
I don't know. Well, all right. You know,
maybe for the best. That thing gave off some bad vibes.
Well, here's the deal, brother. Last night, I was laying here, you know, and I was recapping everything. You know, I was trying to remember what happened. I was trying to remember Alphonse, you know, and I was trying to remember everything all the way up until I died. And I just kept stewing on it. And you know, I just kept hearing this voice in my head, and it was just getting at me and just fucking pushing me. And I got angry last night.
That's understandable.
I got real angry. And I took a walk. And I did something last night that I'm not sure I should have done.
Well, what'd you do? You're still here. Couldn't have been that bad.
I'm still here. There's a lot of people that ain't. And something happened to me after them people left. And you coming forward and breaking your sobriety and sharing your story, I think I got something I want to share with you.
Lay it down. I'm here to listen.
I take off my coat. And what you see in front of you is Norris's arms are no longer metal. Norris's mohawk is still there. But on top of his head, jettisoned from his forehead and wrapping around, are giant horns like a ram. And instead of metal arms, he has flesh, and his hands are talons and black with blood crimson red skin.
Jinger's gonna take a big gulp and pour another glass of wine. Yeah. Looks like you've been embracing that darkness. Or has this always been you? I don't know. You've been wearing this cloak the whole time?
I mean, yeah, but I haven't been cloaking nothing, to be honest with you. But I'd appreciate it if you don't tell Ash yet. Or Mr. O.
You know, I got some dark secrets that I ain't shared with you guys yet, and
I've got to tell him, but I'll be honest, you know, after everything happened, you know, I was just so fucking angry last night. And, like, you see, like, steam start to kind of come off of Norris's body, and I had to do something. I didn't know how to handle it myself, and the only thing I knew how to do was to inflict pain on the ones who caused me the pain, and that's not like me, and I just... One thing led to another, and then damn if I look down and I've got these instead of my fucking hands, my arms.
Would Dringar know how terrible orc? I don't know how common Orcus is.
Give me a religion check. Okay.
18.
With an 18, you're familiar enough with Orcus and demons in general. It's not good.
Well, I can tell you that Orcus is using you, so you got to try your best to use what he gave you to do what you think is right.
And I promise you, that's what I'm going to do. My whole aspiration is Alphonse. We got to get him back. It's the only reason I did what I did last night, because I didn't know what else to do. And I want to tell everybody else. I just don't know how or when the time is, but you know, I appreciate you coming in here and talking. And Norris would put his cloak back on and put his hood up and, you know, change back into Norris. And
I don't think them other two are so open-minded to this sort of.
And that's what's scaring me.
Digging deep.
What's scaring me. I mean, I know what I want to do, but I've just got this gnawing in my brain, you know, and I could push it away before this whole fight and before the whole Alphonse thing. I could just push it away, but man, I tell you what, I'm feeling a calling to it, and I'm fighting it, but I'm just feeling a calling to it, and boy, it's getting hard.
Well, I'd give you these parting words. Don't let it consume you, but, you know, use it to guide yourself towards the greater good. It's not always, it's going to get dark, it looks like. Looks like Orcus has his hold on you, but I think you're still in there, and you can still do the right thing.
Man, I'm sure hoping so.
I'm going to slide the rest of the bottle to you and leave.
While this is going on, Ash, out in the main room, Mr. O comes strolling out. He's like,
"Oh, where's everybody else?"
Norris isn't up yet, that I know of, and I think Dringar maybe grabbed some wine and went back to his room. Other than that,
do you still have where you can chain? You can use my blood to change the way you look.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
All right. Change this. We don't need, after everything that happened last night, maybe just for precaution. Let's I'm gonna show you a little bit of town. We'll go grab that scroll.
Yeah, we definitely need to go grab that scroll. I was kind of waiting for you to get up to talk to you about that.
Last time I went by myself. I'm not. It's just this place. I don't want to get caught. I don't want to do this by myself.
Did you not leave a good imprint last time you were here?
Well, I mean, basically the whole planet. I don't know if they know it was me that took Rain. But, I mean, if they do, if they know, then this could be a non-welcome homecoming for me.
I hear you.
But as long as I make it to the university, we'll be fine. Because them there, they're gonna, you know.
They'll let you in.
They're
okay.
They're my kind. I hope it goes well.
All right.
But if I say you got it from here, you got it from here. All right.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
And you see him take on, just a super generic white dude, just as generic as actually not even white dude, like kind of Middle Eastern vibe, since that's
kind of
the locals here all have that aesthetic. So he takes on the aesthetic of just a local commoner.
All right. And I'm kind of going to match his style.
Okay.
Just very commoner looking.
And he walks you out into the Fae quarter and through and into the city proper. And walking over towards the kind of towards the market, which is at the front of that raised center.
Mm-hmm.
Off in the distance, you see just plumes of smoke from a structure fire on the other end of town, on the other end of the city. But it's filling, like there's just this massive plume of smoke going up and out the top of the mesa.
I wonder what the fuck happened there. You know, the air's it's so dry here. Fires start all
probably
the time. They really need to invest in some sort of system. And then all the wind blowing around, it just blows ashes and sparks everywhere.
They really should have like a fire brigade or something.
You would think.
I mean, there's magic here. You would think there'd be some, at least some sort of relevance of water magic.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
is that a thing?
That's what's going to happen. They're going to have a bunch of scrolls of create water and just create it and let it drop down on the fire. That's basically how it goes. But it's a slow fucking process. It takes like 6 seconds to cast the fucking spell. So you're just like, oh, I cast this one. Oh, let me go get another fucking scroll. Then you cast that one.
That sounds really tedious. Why wouldn't they come up with like pipes and sprinkler systems? Like we have on Earth.
So when you have magic, you don't really think about that shit.
Plumbing's not a thing?
When you have a hammer, everything's a nail. When you have magic, everything can be solved with magic.
Maybe we should invest in the goods of good Alphonse. Maybe we should think about investing in something like that and
you
make
know,
some money.
It's a better system. It's a better system than going through like 5,000 scrolls of create water.
You could summon some elements.
How can I make some money?
And he's like, "Oh, we're going over here." And
he
walks you over to one of those airlifts.
Do you think we should maybe look for Fallen, or maybe just kind of graze by the square?
Fallen can handle himself.
Okay.
Have you talked to the guy? He gives off immediate trustworthy vibes.
Yeah, you're not wrong. He's
like
probably...
He's going to talk to the cops, and they're going to be like, is this guy a cop? Did we arrest one of our own?
He probably just got... Yeah, they probably just think he's innocent at this point.
Yeah, they're just going to let the guy go. I'm sure of it.
He's probably going to show up at the door and be wondering what the hell happened to you.
He's as innocent as a puppy.
He is a puppy.
Who could do some crazy shit, by the way? That whole vampire house thing?
Yeah, that. Yeah. That was a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Ooh, I like it. That's good. But, okay, so you're going to see a new part of the city. This is where it's pretty cool. Like down here, this is where the riffraff is. We're going up where the...
I thought we met the riffraff.
Well, we are the riffraff. But... but we're going to try to pretend like we're not. So when we get up there, maybe take on a little more elegant, you know, just modify your clothes.
Oh, I can...
And you see him. He steps onto the airlift, and on his way up, you see him kind of do a flourish and change his clothes, and now he's wearing these, like, elaborate, like, wizardly robes. But he still looks like a local, just still looks like the same local, just more wizardy. And gets to the top, and this is your first time on the second tier of this place. And when you get up there, it's all these beautiful, like, granite and marble built, like, everything looks like it's carved out of one solid piece of granite. Almost like they built the fucking Parthenon out of one billet of stone.
Of stone, yeah.
Like, the whole, each building is just a relief statue that's hollowed out to make a building.
And he's, so this is where the Bard College is, this is where the university is. This is where, like...
And why didn't you bring us here the first time? This is way better than the first level.
Well, up here, you're a lot more likely to get in trouble. That's the thing to keep in mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Norris wouldn't have blended in.
No. Not at all.
And as you're looking around, it's... you're primarily seeing elves. And you, on the lower tier, you did not see that. You're about 100 foot raised up above the base tier. And when you're up here, like, everything is cleaner, everything is perfectly aligned. Like, everything is absolutely perfect.
And so this is where wizards and bards and people of power and influence and stuff like that.
Higher
that,
level magic folk?
Yeah. This is going to be where you find them. Over here, that's the Arcanum. That's where we're headed.
Okay.
We have to convince one of them to give us a scroll. Usually they only do that if they know who you are. So maybe that's kind of why I brought you. If Alphonse was here, I'd ask him because he's got the golden tongue. But you're a close number two.
I try my best. It's no Alphonse, but...
So what I need you to do is act like you know what the fuck you're doing. I need you to go in there, and I need you to get us a scroll of detect object.
Detect object?
Detect object. They're probably going to charge you a decent amount of gold. That's fine. We got the gold.
Okay, detect object.
But you gotta convince, you know, you gotta convince them that it's a good idea.
Okay.
That you're not some shady person trying to, like, detect some expensive ruby to steal or some shit.
What is the bigger town that's here, full of elves and stuff?
Oh, you're talking about fucking ballsack. That one place with the stuff. And
not the hole in the ground.
With the
no,
stuff.
Not the hole in the ground.
Oh, you're talking about Onyx.
Yeah,
the island.
Yeah, where, like, the hoity-toities live.
Yeah, that's where the elves are all at. Is Onyx?
Okay.
Are you gonna try to claim that you're from Onyx?
I'm gonna claim that I was traveling from there.
You need to look like an elf, then, my friend. Because if you're not an elf, you're not an Onyx.
So I
have this voice is really.
I bet it's like killing you.
His stuff.
So I like okay. So I like change. It's almost similar, but more white hair, and then more of the pointier, more Eladrin.
Okay.
Looking.
So you kind of keep the darker complexion, like you've been in the sun a lot.
Yep.
But extend out the ears, some more. Graceful hair.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like nice. I actually upkeep myself a little bit more.
You know, you really pull off elf well.
Yeah.
This is a good look on you.
Feels kind of good, too.
Yeah, walk it out.
Yeah.
It's all right. So what we're going to do, I'll just go in like I'm your apprentice.
You know,
just some lowly little wizard's apprentice.
I wouldn't say we're from that main town, but what's the other big town there?
Oh, you're talking about Atreidia.
Atreidia.
Atreidia, yeah.
We're trying to get to the other one, but we're from Atreidia.
Okay, so you're from Philinora is the city. Atreidia is the region. So you're from Philinora.
Okay.
Perfect. High elf from Philinora. Just need a scroll of detect object. What are we trying to detect? They're probably going to ask us that. We'll figure it out. And he kind of walks you through these, and it's this huge building, probably 100 foot wide at the front, about 100 foot tall, and it's just got these columns coming up. And like I said, this looks like it is chiseled out of one solid piece of granite. And as soon as you walk in, it feels like it's just open to the outside. When you look up, it's just blue skies and clouds moving across. But you can't even, like, you know, if you were looking out the roof, you would be seeing the side of the mesa. But it's just, all you see out the top is blue skies. And when you walk in, like, it was 100 foot wide on the outside. When you walk in, it looks a football field wide. Like, it's much bigger on the inside. And it's this massive open area in the center with, you see hundreds of young wizards. And they're flying around to get around for the most part. Like, you see them going up to these, all the walls are bookshelves. And you see them, like, flying up and grabbing a book, then coming back to a desk in the middle. And then off to the sides between all the bookshelves, you see offices going in. And it feels like just this enormous library on the inside. And, all right, there's the front desk. Go, they'll direct you to somebody. I'm gonna chill back here.
Okay. So I walk up, very kind of high and proud, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pompous a bit.
And just a bit. Like I belong here.
Yeah.
Like Carbash.
So walk up and is there someone standing there?
There is a young woman, looks to be human, sitting behind it, and she's got a book that's just kind of floating up in front of her, and the pages are just, and like she would have to be reading, so the pace at which the pages are flipping, she'd have to be like speed reading, and you just see her eyes kind of darting back and forth as the just continually scrolling pages go by, and she does not pay attention to you as you walk up.
Okay, I walk up and I kind of go, excuse me, my fair lady, fair maiden. Ugh.
Yes, yeah, yes. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm traveling here from Philinora, was it again?
Yes, yeah.
And I need to get a scroll of detect object. It's something I haven't learned yet, but I need to get a scroll for that. I have a friend that went missing, and I need to detect where he's at.
Oh, very. Yes. I'm sure we can help you out with that. If you go over, and she points to this office on the far end, she goes, if you go in there, that would be the correct department for that scroll. They'll be able to help you out.
Okay.
And she points you over, and as soon as you walk in, there's like a little waiting room. It's like a doctor's office. And there's like a little waiting room, and then there's a desk at the end, and there's somebody who looks totally disinterested with their job sitting at the desk, and there's a few people. sitting in the chairs in the waiting room, and this all feels very bureaucratic, like completely unnecessary, but the way things always work.
Yep. So the guy sitting at his desk, kind of like, why do I have to be here?
Yeah,
right?
And okay. it's we'll say looks like a half elf. You know, still has the pointed ears, but they're not as long as like a high elf. Well put together, but also there's just like little details to his uniform that aren't quite right. Like just on first sight, everybody else here looks perfectly pressed, and everything is in exactly the right spot. Like they measure it. And his just everything looks a little skewed.
Like he's been working like 80 hours already. Yeah.
And he looks a bit frazzled.
And I walk up to him. Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
I'm here to get a scroll for detect object. I was told that you can help me out.
Yes. Take a number.
Take a number?
Yes, take a number. And he just does this little flourish with his hand and hands you a little piece of paper.
How long a wait are we talking here? I'm in kind of a time pinch.
I don't know. The old guy, sometimes he takes hours. Sometimes he forgets that he's supposed to be helping people.
Well, can you make sure he unforgets and I like slide him like some gold?
How much gold?
Like 500.
Give me a persuasion check with advantage.
Persuasion?
Yeah.
Ooh. 18.
You see with he's holding the number with this hand and he kind of pulls it back, and then with this hand he snaps and he does this little flourish. And a spectral hand appears right in front of him and goes over and takes the piece of paper out of his hand, goes over to the next guy in line and like holds it out. And the guy just confused reaches up and grabs it. And then the mage hand grabs the piece of paper out of his hand and brings it over and hands it to you. Your number is 1.
That's my favorite number. Wonderful. How did you know?
He'll be right with you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I go over and
he like takes the 500 gold. And he's like, yeah. And like slides it, just like stuffs it in his pocket.
And I go sit down.
And a few minutes later, the door slams open. And there is like a 9 foot tall, just woolly, just kind of hair's kind of purpley gray, but it covers like head to toe. To you, it kind of looks like a purple Wookiee. And it's wearing these elegant robes, like gold trim, everything about like it looks like the thread for the trim probably costs as much as your building back on Earth. Oh. Like it looks exquisite.
And yes. Next, please.
Oh, that would be me.
Wonderful. Come inside. And please have a seat.
I follow his lead and go inside and sit down.
And you like he's walking so slow. and so you're just like you just like take a normal step and you're just like, oh, okay. Okay. And so he's kind of like holding you back because he's wide. He's just a big framed dude. But you can tell that he's gone on in years. Like he's definitely older. And as you're following him, give me just a perception check just for fun.
Perception?
Yeah.
17.
When you're following behind him, and it's like this office is like 30 foot deep, and the first 20 feet are completely empty and unnecessary. Like, it's almost grandiose for the sake of being grandiose. And there's a giant mural that goes floor to ceiling of him behind his desk. And there's these sconces, and everything in here just feels way over the top. But as you're walking behind him, you realize that he has that purple hue because, like a sloth, he's collecting this like algae on his fur. And you get the feeling that it's because this guy moves so little and he moves so slow that algae collects on his fur. And it gives him this kind of purple tint to his gray fur. And he leads you over. You may sit here.
Thank you.
Yes. And then he just slowly meanders behind his desk. And the desk is fucking 10 feet wide. So it takes him a solid 2 minutes to like walk around this massive desk. And you look, and the desk looks like it's carved from the same piece of marble. Like the legs are attached to the floor because they're all one piece of stone that's been worked to form a desk. And he sits down. He's, and how may I help you?
Yes, I need to get a scroll of detect object.
For what purpose?
I need to locate a friend of mine, and he has an object of mine on him.
Wonderful. That's, and you are?
My name is Ash Arnett.
Arnett, where is that from?
From... Oh my god, I forgot the name of the city now.
I ain't gonna help you.
Aphasia. Yeah.
Oh. I am not familiar with that. Is that... That must be on... Is that down south?
No, more kind of northern on the island.
Oh, on Artix.
Yes, Artix.
Ah, that is.
I've been traveling for a while.
Of course, of course. That I've never been to the island myself, so I'm not familiar with the geography or the cities or. Yes, wonderful. Do you belong to the Arcanum?
Not yet. I have been sent on a quest to get to become familiar with it more of the Arcanum.
Well, we're going to need you to fill out some paperwork for the checking out of the scroll.
Okay.
And you see him, he kind of reaches down, and you can hear, like, his spine popping, like, as he reaches down, and he takes out this stack of papers, and like, thump. If you would fill these out,
All of this for one scroll?
Well, we have to keep our records, don't we? And you, not being a member of the Arcanum, we need to make sure that if anything untoward would happen through the use of our Arcanum, that we can trace it back to the responsible party.
Understandable.
Worry not. This should only take you a few hours to fill out. And then we have to wait for the background check to verify who you are, but that's merely a sending spell. That will take no time at all. And then we will need to send in your request through the proper channels, and I should be able to get you your scroll mid-next week.
I really don't have that kind of time. Is there any way to rush the process? Is there anything that we can...
Oh, need to so important that it needs to happen right. Your generation, everything has to be right now. What is wrong with taking the time to do it the right way?
Well, you see, I'm not sure how much longer my friend is going to be in town, if you get my drift.
No. No. Are they leaving?
Yes, very much so.
Well, tell them not to.
I would love to if I knew where he was at.
Do you need me to send them a message?
If I knew where he was at, I could have that done.
Well, I
but
could simply
I
send him a sending to ask him where he is. We could simplify this whole process.
The thing is, I don't think he's conscious right now to be able to receive said message. So, yeah, that's why I need the object scroll to be able to detect it.
I'm going to roll insight on you because... Not because he thinks you're lying, or necessarily, but because he thinks that maybe this is a person who owes you money, and you're doing this for untoward purposes.
You want me to roll deception?
Or roll persuasion.
Okay. 16.
Oh, you beat this guy. I rolled a natural 9.
Well, I do have a way I could possibly expedite this whole deal. I have grandchildren, you see, and one of them wishes to attend the university here. The university is very expensive.
Oh?
So expensive. And this scroll you ask for, it's not cheap, but we could keep it off the books. Maybe for a little bit of additional on top of the cost of the scroll.
Okay, how much off the books are we talking?
Well, in total, we could probably make it happen for 2,000 gold.
I don't remember. I gotta look at my inventory. How about 2,500 and we keep it completely off books?
Well, I do believe that we could make something work. If you'll excuse me for just a moment.
Of course.
And he gets up from his desk and he slowly walks around the table and slowly walks to the door. And he opens up the door. And, "You, boy, scribe. I need," and he, "oh, I forgot my spell book. One moment." And he walks back to his desk.
This guy's like my new favorite.
And he picks up, and it's like this fucking tome. I mean, this thing is thick.
Thick.
And he's, "oh, when you get to my age, it's just things don't work right." And he gives you a little smile and he grabs the book. And he makes the trek back to the back to his scribe. And he's, "oh, if you would copy this down onto a scroll, that would be wonderful. I'll be back." And he wanders back to you. "It will take him about 3 hours to complete this scroll for you. If you would like, I could have it delivered to your place. Where are you staying?"
"I'm currently taking up residence in the Fae realm."
"The Fae Quarter?"
"The Fae Quarter, I'm sorry. Yes."
"Oh, I'm glad that I got the 2,500. I will not be delivering it there."
"I can meet you somewhere else in the town."
"That would be most agreeable. I don't go into the Fae Quarter. That's... nope." I will have it... If you just be outside..."
"I can wait. We can
in
wait.
In 3 hours, I will have my scribe bring out your scroll. In 3 hours, be outside and he'll bring it to you."
Would you like payment now, or?
Of course.
Of course, okay.
Somebody staying in the Fae Quarter, I'm not taking their word for it.
I just like the view. It reminds me of home.
Oh, yes, Aladrin.
Yes.
Oh, my eyes don't quite work quite right, but yes, that makes them. It all makes sense now. Very well. Yes, I will. If you could, just put it on my desk.
Of course. And I set the 2,500 on this desk.
Okay. It's a pleasure. Anytime you need off the books, you come talk to me. I will.
And what did you say your name was? I didn't catch it.
I'm Philander.
Philander.
Yes.
Excellent. It was a pleasure meeting you. I hope your grandchildren get into the college. I've heard wonderful things.
They will. Nepotism runs rampant here.
Well, it was a pleasure.
Of course.
I'll see you in a few hours.
No, not me.
Not you.
My
of
scribe.
Course, your scribe.
Yeah, don't
yes.
forget. It won't be me. Don't look for me. I won't be there. But my scribe, you recognize his stupid face. He'll be there. And he gets to the doors. Are you done with that scroll yet? Faster, boy! 3 hours.
3 hours. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You do the same.
And you see him like start making the trek back to his desk, and he just like flits his hand behind him and the door closes.
I walk back out to Mr. O.
And Mr. O is sitting there like a fucking crackhead, just looking around. He's, you have no idea how many people probably have true vision in here. They probably know what I look like. Can we leave now? Did you
we
get
can
it?
Leave. Well, we need to come back in 3 hours, but he's going to have the scroll ready for us by then.
Oh, fuck me. All right. Let's go. Let's get out of here. This place makes me fucking nervous.
And as you're going out, you see he, like, there's, like, people making scrolls, and you see him, like, peeking over all of them.
Man, all of these people are writing down shitty spells. I was really hoping to be able to copy off of somebody's work while I was waiting for you.
Nothing good, huh?
Oh, it's all bullshit. All these people out here, they don't know damn thing. They went to college for this shit. I just studied the old-fashioned way. None of these pansies sitting in their fucking classes.
Isn't that the way to study is in classes?
No. You learn by doing. I went out there and I found the shit myself, and then I taught it to myself. Did the right way, the old-fashioned way. That is paying for an education. Just learn.
Well, I paid for an education.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, I didn't pay for it, but...
Of course. Fucking Nepo baby. All right, yeah, hey.
Is there any, what else is around this level?
Oh, there's all sorts of fun shit. You want to go watch the bards? The bards are actually pretty entertaining.
Sure.
And he walks you over to this. It's this sprawling university up here. Like, you have one side of the university is all the wizards. And then the other side, engineering school being right next to a liberal arts school. like sharing a campus.
Juilliard next to MIT.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Imagine those two schools sharing a campus. and you get over there, and there's this like large commons area, and there's people juggling, there's people doing acrobatics, there's music playing, and everywhere you look, it's just hundreds of these snot-nosed kids trying to learn bardic schools. And
what's really fun is if you come into the Valor Bards. The Valor Bards are good fun to watch because they're like dancing and shit while kicking the shit out of each other.
Oh?
So that's where we're going to go. I used to kill so much time at the Valor School. That shit's awesome. And then if they get the what do they call it? There's two different like sword play kind of bards. And they're like rival classes and it's the dumbest shit you've ever seen. Like a bunch of Juilliard kids that think that they're gangsters with little knives. They're trying to kick the shit out.
Oh, this could be interesting.
It's the funniest shit. They're as likely to stab themselves as they are each other.
Is there like in a coffee shop area? Because this is a college.
Oh, of course there is. Yeah. What? Yeah, it's right over there.
Do you want a coffee while we
go into... Oh, I do not need more caffeine. I am so hopped up right now.
I could use a coffee.
Let's get you a coffee. And he walks you over, and there's just a... It looks like this dreadlocked hippie that's sitting in there. He is... All of the baristas here are all druids. Every fucking one of them.
What's a druid?
They do like nature magic shit. And you see...
So a
you,
hippie?
What's that?
So a hippie?
Yeah, yeah, it's a hippie. This is exactly what they are. And you walk up, and there's wooden beads woven into their dreadlocks, and they're wearing, like, hemp clothing and no shoes. They're obviously barefoot. And they're sitting in this, like, hammock inside of... It looks like a corporate coffee shop. We have this hippie on a hammock behind the counter.
It's called Starbuzz.
Yeah. Hey, what can I get for you?
Like a medium coffee? What do you have for sizes? I'm not from around here.
He points to these ceramic cups. He goes, "We got those."
One of those, please. Coffee.
Hot?
No. Can you do a cold?
Yeah, even cold. And you see him, his finger just turns to ice. Just like this ice shell builds up on his finger. And he's just like, "So what are you guys going to school here?"
No, we're just going to check out.
And he's just like stirring it with his frozen finger.
We're here to check out some of the bard colleges or bard schools.
Are you a bard?
No.
Hey, you didn't look like a bard. You look like a wizard. This is next door.
Yeah.
How cold do you want it? He's just...
How cold do you want it?
He's just like stirring his finger around in it. Like, it's getting pretty cold, man.
That's perfect. Oh, right, okay. There.
And he's got a little chisel, and he just like breaks a chunk of it off and drops it in there. He's just, "Hey, that'll be 5 silver.
Can I give you 1 gold?
Sure. Yeah. He like takes it and he bites on it. And, yeah, this is real shit. All right, cool. And like he goes over to the register and then he just sticks it in his pocket.
Thanks.
Yeah, have a good day, man. Enjoy the bards. They're weird.
Yeah.
And yeah, you guys kill some time and you watch like 6 people get stabbed. And they're trying to do all these crazy flips and shit, and you can tell that this is like a first year class, and so they give them these weak little daggers, and they still manage just to hurt each other. And after a few hours of watching people kick the shit out of themselves, you make your way back to outside, and there's that disheveled half elf. Just standing outside. You're the one, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, here you go.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. He said if you need anything else, something. I don't know.
find him?
Sure, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck finding whatever. Just turns around and goes inside.
Okay, bye. I turn to Mr. O. Check it out.
Yeah, that worked. Fucking great. I thought they were going to have you do the in.
Well, he laid down a pile of paperwork and I kind of just went around that.
These fucking eggheads love bureaucracy.
Dude, that paperwork was thick.
Every one of them. It's so dumb. I just find a picture of somebody in the lobby and I'm like, that guy looks important. I'm going to look like that guy. And I just put his face on. Works out pretty well.
And we couldn't do that. Why?
Because I forgot.
Whatever. Can you do the spell now?
Oh, yeah, easy. Do we want to do it right now, or do we want to like get
everybody
together?
Well, we should probably go talk to everyone else and make sure they're on board with it.
Yeah.
And we do it.
Yeah. And also, I think I'm just going to copy this. Before we use it, I'm going to copy it into my spell book in case we need to use it like a few times.
Yeah, do whatever you wizards do.
Yeah, because this only goes out like 1,000 feet. So we got to be pretty close to him.
Well, we'll do it from the center of town or somewhat the center when we do it.
Yeah.
Does that work?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, for the most part.
Yeah, we may still end up having to do it a bunch of times. This is a big city.
Well, yeah, of course.
But we'll hopefully we get lucky. Yeah, so it'll take me a few hours to get this into my spell book, but after that,
I mean,
then we're free to use.
It'll take us, what, an hour to get back?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
You want to see the funky gnomes real quick? It's so fun. They try
to
build flying shit. Most of them die. It'll just take a second. We'll definitely see somebody get hurt. And he walks.
Sure, I feel like we should really involve Norris in this. This seems like something he would like to see. Especially,
oh, that's fair.
I think he needs some joy right now.
Yeah, we'll dress him up and we'll bring him up here.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be fun. All right. We'll save the gnomes crashing for later.
No.
So we'll head back. We'll grab Norris and Drangor.
Yeah, wonderful. All right.
We should probably look for Fallon at some point. He's probably already running the fucking guard camp.
Boy, I would love to be a fly on that wall. That'd be fun. I never wanted to be a druid until right now. I could be a literal fly on the wall. All right, let's head back. And he kind of leads you through, and he's pointing out all the weird shit that happens up here. And leads you down and back to the Fae Quarter.
Wow, that was fun.
Yeah, I'm telling you. There's some fun shit here. We'll explore later. I love watching the gnomes. They're crazy.
Cool. This is all so new.
Yeah.
All we saw was the casinos last time.
Oh, yeah.
And did some shopping.
Yeah. Well,
why didn't you start with this in the last...
Well, because you guys needed some shit.
True.
So shopping made sense. School, watching a bunch of school kids did not make sense at the time. and they're having this conversation as they walk into the observatory. Yes.
I would like to do something, if that's okay, Mr. DM.
Absolutely.
So
take us on a journey.
So since you were talking about someone being a fly on the wall, as the quarter doors open to re-enter Doc's shop, a small fly is going to make its way onto Ash's shoulder.
Give me...
Be gone, fly.
I would say give me stealth with advantage.
Okay. 19.
Okay, that's way above your passive perception, I do believe.
17 is my passive.
Yeah, okay, so it's above your passive. Yeah, you, and it's definitely above Mr. O's passive perception. So yeah, you, I'm assuming you, land on the shoulder of Ash.
Perfect.
And as soon, you see the two of them walk in, and they're having this kind of lighthearted conversation about gnomes crashing. And are you two in, like, the main room, or... Where are you?
How long were you guys gone?
Hours. Probably five hours.
4 or 5 hours.
So it's like
hours.
Yeah. Afternoon.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a while.
Norris is probably just chilling at a table right there in the middle of the room.
Is Doc in the room?
Probably sipping on some wine.
Oh, Doc is probably back to messing with Mike.
Is there like a fireplace?
There is no fireplace. There is lots of stuff giving off heat.
Is there like a, anything that would resemble like a central sitting area, like a fireplace?
Yeah, so every surface in this main hall is used as like a workbench, but there is like a long table that's supposed to be a dining table that's kind of central to it, but it's constantly like there's like 6 experiments going on this long dining table.
Well, I imagine Drinker just walking going, a lot looking at all this weird stuff in here. So if we're just killing time, I'm probably just like kind of eyebrowing everything that's going on in this little room here.
Yeah, and it's like there's experiments going on everywhere. Some of them, a lot of them are just the little spiders running around performing the experiments. Like Doc sets up the experiment, tells them what to do, and then they just continue on. And then he starts setting up the next experiment and then turns it over to the spiders and the next and the next and the next.
I'd also imagine if I got bored, I'd probably start taking like a little piece of food and throw it on the floor and seeing how long it takes for the spiders to get it.
there's just like a cleanup crew. They have like little like a dustpan that's attached to one of them. And then like a bunch of them have like little brooms.
Norris would definitely be sitting across from Drangor and like making bets on which spider's going to get there first.
Since I recently discovered gambling, I was going to go find both.
Absolutely.
We'll have bets on which spider team cleans the fastest.
All right, man, look. That spider right there, he's going to get this one for years, I bet you. And I'd throw a piece down, a little piece of bread down.
I'll do that for a while with you. That sounds entertaining.
Yeah, that sounds like a dumb way that guys entertain themselves. For a good long
time. I bet you 2 coppers mine win.
I'm in.
Norris, are you getting him addicted to gambling?
Oh, hey, Ash. You'd see Norris kind of like get a little awkward, you know, maybe like quiet and somber a bit. I wouldn't say I'm getting him addicted. You know, we're just, you know, y'all have been gone for a while. Doc ain't really saying much, and, you know, Mike's not saying anything, so we had to come up with some way to entertain ourselves.
Just like every 3 minutes you hear a random fascinating.
Yeah, he's been saying that word quite a bit. Where y'all been?
We had to go find a
scroll. Got it, bitches.
For detect object. Then
Mr. O, your sense of humor is, I've missed it.
Well, smile through the pain.
And you see him like his face like get serious for a second and then he smiles again. Yeah, you get a long rest, yeah.
So we had to go get the scroll so we could hopefully find Alphonse's corpse.
Wait, y'all got a scroll to find Alphonse?
Yeah, what do you think I was doing?
I don't know. I was sleeping.
Did we not address this with you? I thought it did.
I was sleeping, Mr. O. How are you going to address something with a sleeping man?
I addressed it last night. Never mind.
He was kind of out of it.
A lot
you
happened
get,
yesterday.
Yeah,
that's totally fair.
Anyways, we found it. We got that scroll, so we had to go do that. We had to go to the university. Apparently, there's a university here. You would have had fun. It was
you
Bard
could be
College.
A professor again.
You know, Mr. O, I think that career is long past by now. I've seen too much to be.
But
a
he
professor.
Did mention. I figured maybe we could get some happiness back in our lives for a little
gnomes.
Bit.
Gnomes.
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 I don't have the greatest track record with gnomes.
Gnomes. Gnomes are crazy, man. They will do anything.
Are there great axes around these gnomes?
We didn't. You didn't kill a gnome.
What was he?
It was a guy. It was on Earth. It was a human man.
He was little though.
Yeah, but he wasn't a gnome. Do you think that all short people are gnomes?
Do you want me to
I'm
lie?
I'm talking to Bo right now.
Do you want me to lie? I'm sorry. There goes all of our short listeners.
Just knocking them off.
We're not going to have anybody listening to this podcast. Anyhow, gnomes, you say, huh?
Yeah, they hurt themselves constantly. They're always trying stupid shit.
Oh, that sound like my kind of people.
Yeah, you'd probably get along just fine.
Am I too tall to be a gnome?
Can definitely.
Can I be a tall gnome?
No.
Could I be a tome?
I mean, they're not. Actually, they're probably like one of the least racist groups, so they probably welcome you with open arms.
I'm always down for a little.
Yeah, they're just super nice people.
A little dumb hurting myself stuff.
Yeah.
Dringor, what do you think? I mean,
I don't know what gnomes are, but you say it's fun. I'll check it out.
Little bitty folk.
Haven't been steered wrong yet here in this new place, so.
That's true. So.
We kind of figured Fallen would be, like, running the guards by now.
Man, Fallen. Shit. I really thought I hit him better than what I did, I guess. I feel kind of bad, honestly. I was just so tired.
I did until he kind of knocked some sense into saying he's probably running the place by now.
Yeah, I mean, let's
you know,
be real.
He is a pretty trustworthy feller, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean,
you just
more want than
to
us.
Tell him your whole life story when you look into his eyes.
Yeah, you know, they probably thought he was just like an innocent bystander that just got knocked out. I mean, hell, that's probably what I would have thought.
I bet they're giving him an award right now. They probably assumed that he did it all himself as a good Samaritan.
You know, you remember that saying, first class treatment?
Yeah.
I bet you that's what he's getting.
Oh absolutely.
Yeah. He's probably eating good right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of, I'm kind of hungry.
So tell the spiders.
Should have ate that food we were throwing instead of throwing it on the ground.
Shit. You know, I didn't think about that. I was too busy into gambling. I got 18 copper off this guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so if you give me a few hours, I just got to copy this into my spell book. That way we can, you know, as we're doing anything we got to do.
But I figured during that time we can go look at the gnomes.
Yeah, I'll jot everything down. I showed you the ropes. Just don't make a big scene.
You're asking a lot here.
That's very true.
Wait, what do you mean don't make a scene? Where are we going?
Yeah, I don't even know where we're going.
Just,
why don't you just come with us? Can't you do it while
I have
walk?
To. No, I can't write and walk. Do you have any idea how difficult it is to write in calligraphy while walking?
You can just write normal, Mr. O.
That's not how magic works. Magic is very finicky. Mm. It's very precise. You have to draw everything out just right.
This point with Orin's frustration, do you know how a fly will like typically just bounce between things and get super annoying in a room?
Yes.
It's doing that around Orin.
So I imagine there's like beakers and shit, and I just imagine like land on a beaker.
Fucking flies. And you see him take his hand and like a little spark of electricity.
Like starts built like static electricity starts building up on his finger, and he just tries to zap it. You know, roll to attack.
Do it,
Mr. O. What are you doing?
I'm just gonna zap the fly.
What fly?
This is 17.
Yes.
Okay. he just zaps this fly, and it's a cantrip. Actually, at that level, like, it's definitely enough to kill a fly.
Mm-hmm.
So with the action of the zap and it hits the fly, you see the fly fall to the ground, but as it's falling, it begins to, like, increase in size. But it's weird because it's like a gray puddle as it's growing and growing, like, larger. And when it hits the ground, you're looking at a fat version of Orin.
Hey, cousin, I thought I told you to buy me a beer before you do that next time.
What the fuck did you do to that fly?
Oh, okay.
What the fuck is that?
And who is that? What is that?
This is my cousin.
Cousin?
Yo. Cousin.
give the man a break. It, my name's, God, what is it? It's, I don't know. I picked one. I picked one of those cool names that hey. All the videos you showed me.
You zapped the name right out of your cousin.
Well, I have that effect on people.
You have family?
Of course I have family. Where the fuck do you think I came from? This is my cousin Terry.
To be fair, I've never met an alien. Y'all could be asexual.
Well, I can be.
That was a big word for you.
I used to be a professor.
I could literally be whatever I want. And he snaps his fingers and he turns into Catherine Zeta-Jones. and then he snaps his fingers again and he turns into you.
You could have stayed with the other one.
Well, yeah,
yeah, the other one was way better to look at.
That's a good one. I found her in some classic movies.
Yeah, I've seen the movies.
Yeah, it was real nice.
Can you go back?
So you can oogle me?
Absolutely.
That's not a habit of mine.
Come on.
There's a reason I turn into really generic looking people. I don't like being
You shouldn't
objectified.
It's too late. I'm already objectified.
And he taps himself and he turns into Marcus. What? You don't like what that look like?
I'm still picturing you as Catherine Zeta-Jones.
And he like lifts up his shirt to show his to show his big Marcus's big belly or Marcus's big belly, and he kind of does the truffle shuffle. Is this not doing it for you?
I got to go back to my room, boys.
Okay.
Do not tell Marco that I did that.
Oh, we're telling him.
You think Ash got shot in the face?
So, anyways, Terry?
Yeah, it's Terry Two Chains.
Terry Two
Change? Change, yeah, Change.
Two Change?
Yeah.
Terry Two Chains.
Like, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't sure about it at first, but my cousin here, he hooked me up with some of that Earth shit, and I'll tell you what.
I may have gotten addicted to TV.
Oh, man.
What shows?
I mean, mostly old sitcoms and stuff. Whatever I thought was funny and was on physical media so I could send it to him.
You know, I could go for a good lazy day. You remember back when you could just have a lazy day watching TV?
No.
I don't know what TV is.
That's fair. You're missing out. That shit's awesome.
We'll get you.
Imagine a bunch of pictures that just move simultaneously, but it's long, and it's on a screen.
What happened to him? And I look over at O and go, he got hit in the head hard.
And Mr. O just goes over and he grabs a photo of Doc and some other miscellaneous person that you don't recognize. And he holds it up. He goes, all right, now watch this. And he casts a minor image. And he makes the two men like turn to each other and start talking.
An illusion.
It's like this, but without magic.
Looks like magic to me.
Well, yeah, in a way. It's magical.
Anyway, so you like this?
I'll be honest with you, it was pretty rad stuff. Yeah.
Seems pretty cool.
So, Terry, are you an alien?
Absolutely. Feywild.
I told you, I'm not an alien. I'm from the Fey.
Look, man, I'm confused.
Terry, what are you doing here?
I got your message. Cuz?
What message?
Really?
Did I send a message? What did
I
send
you? I don't know. We ain't seen you in a little bit.
You just saw me last night.
Well, there's been a lot that happened in the night.
What? Cuz we share a bunk bed. Come on now.
We did. We don't anymore, all right? We were kids. It's been a long time since I slept in a bunk bed.
Whatever floats your boat, man.
We ain't judging.
Well, I can feel your fucking judgy eyes on me.
Sorry, I'll look away.
I'm more looking at the puddle we have right here. He's a puddle, right?
Oh, no. He's
not a puddle
anymore. Oh, okay.
Now he looks like Mr. O in his Mr. O form.
Who's taller?
Just chubby.
Mr. O for sure.
Yeah. Like gravity is kind of holding Terry down.
he's a chunky boy.
Chunky boy. Okay. Well, have you been here as long as Mr. O's been with us? I mean, where'd you come from?
Oh, I got stuck here. You didn't tell him?
No, I haven't mentioned you at all. I mean, it never really came up. No offense, but so he, as I said, this is Terry. You know that hippie we saw earlier?
Yeah.
He's one of those too. So he can turn. He thinks he's so cool because he can turn into people and animals. I can just turn into people.
Oh, you can do animals?
Yeah, watch this. Wild shaping over here. And he goes from an alien into this fucked up tiger because he tries to mix human with Feywild. So it's like sporadic colors. There's no tiger stripes that are right. The tail is fucking jagged. And
I sent him a lot of cartoons.
Cool.
Just to get a rawr.
Like the emo.
I think I should have done more documentaries.
You one of them dinosaurs?
Rawr.
He can't really talk when he's in this form.
Norris, is this what an acid trip looks like?
You know, it's pretty damn close. It's been a while since I've had some acid, but I think I have had one of these dreams one time. Except for they didn't start out as a puddle. Usually I was the puddle. I don't know.
Oh, that's deep.
You don't want to know what's happened.
I never want to have acid. So he turns into animals. Cool.
Yeah, Terry, turn back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I do all kinds of things.
It's cool if you're into that sort of thing.
Like watch this. Moonbeam over there. And I hit one. A moonbeam comes down and destroys a couple of the robots in a pile.
Ooh.
Yeah, he also doesn't think things through all the way. Terry, turn off the moonbeam.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Okay, Terry, okay. What are you doing here?
That message you sent.
What message?
You needed help.
That was like 3 years ago.
Well, here I am.
Where the fuck were you 3 years ago?
A long story.
You just sat here and binge-watched all that shit I sent you, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You fucking asshat. Okay.
To be
okay.
Fair, you didn't display the sense of urgency.
I said help. Usually when somebody says help, they don't mean help me 3 years from now when it's convenient for you.
This is what you got.
Wait, did you watch all of it?
Yeah.
That was so much.
What did you send him?
I mean, imagine like every sitcom ever, and then like the classics, you know, Tailspin, Looney Tunes, Darkwing Duck.
You went way back.
Geez.
Yeah, I went back to the good shit.
I mean, I can't argue with your logic there, but
yeah.
To be fair, Terry, I'm surprised you got it done in 3 years. That's a lot of watching.
Well,
do you sleep?
To be fair, time's different in the Fae.
It's very true.
Yeah, you have said that once or twice.
Yeah. Time's all timey-wimey.
What's that mean?
It's weird.
Okay.
So, okay. All right. We'll revisit that. Right now, we're trying to find our friend. And also, we still need to work towards getting fucking alliance. There's so much going on. Terry, I need your help. Now.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Are you here?
Yes.
Do you have any prior engagements?
No. Wonderful.
You binge watched all the shows, so you're good?
Kinda.
You gotta tell me, what was your favorite, just purely out of curiosity?
You know, I enjoyed a lot of the Boston sitcoms.
That makes sense. Yeah, that tracks.
It just doesn't work right. Like, yeah. I can't, it switches. It was a lot to watch.
Yeah, no, totally. Okay, all right, we'll put a pin in that, and we'll pick it up there next week.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this
fucking weird
fun episode of Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to check us on your favorite podcasting platform.
We went from pure violence to pure silliness.
Yeah, we did.
In one night.
So true. Leave a comment on it and let us know what your thoughts are. And as always, we'll find out what happens and get to know Terry Two Chainz.
Two Chainz.
Two Chainz.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.